So there were three. It's not, it wasn't a big immediate family, but they were all relatives all around, see. And, yeah, kind of an in, not, well, not inbred, but, you know, relatives live all around. You know, the next house down, half mile down the road, half mile up the road, are b****es or b****es or, you know, other relatives. And, yeah. It's a, I would imagine it's pretty much an indigenous, maybe even just an East Tennessee situation. And because I've seen it a lot in East Tennessee, where you have that, the clan living all in the same, right in the same area. And I, you know, there used to be a reason for that, because they were all farmers and they helped each other out. I mean, that was the original reason, I'm sure. It was like, you know, how man first got started as living in cities. Clans stuck together, relatives stuck together and helped each other, I guess. And that they've remained that way by and large. Now my grandfather was a farmer, and my grandmother was a just a, you know, a farm wife.
And this is on your mother's side.
And on my mother's side. And I think she got to the fifth grade, if I'm not mistaken. I think she quit school when she was, maybe it was sixth grade. I think she quit when she was 13. Fifth or sixth, I'm not sure. And my grandfather, I think, I've heard him mention that he was second or third grade education. Now, I really don't know as far as great-grandfathers and great-grandfather or grandmother or anything.
You did mention, though, that your great-grandfather on your mother's side was from Dayton.
Yeah, and so was his wife. My great-grandmother, who I never knew, she died in there, in my grandmother's house, as a matter of fact. They have, they have in their house a ghost. It is really an honest, honest to God, it's a, there's something.
What is it?
Well, it's funny, and I didn't believe it until I'd heard it myself. I always thought they were just, you know, telling kids stories, you know, telling ghost stories and trying to spook and stuff. But there's, now it hasn't done it in the last, I guess, 7 or 8 years. But the house is a very old house, and there have been several deaths in the house, including my great grandmother. And there is something that, this is late at night when all the lights are off, usually, when everybody's in bed, usually, or at least when everything's quiet. Mm-hmm. Something or somebody slides out of a bed, gets out of a bed. Now, I have to explain the house to you to get this, to make you understand this. The house is situated so that you have a, there's really two sides to the house. You have all three bedrooms that run on one side, then you have a partition, then you have the living room and the dining room on the other side of the partition, and the kitchen is kind of added on, an added on room. So you have the partition between the two sides of the house, okay? And instead of doors, instead of having doors between bedrooms, they have curtains.